The name slipped my mind before, but I knew that there was a guy that was reportedly interested in Creighton that I saw this morning. They go in one ear and they go out the other. But On3 reported that Kobe Brea from Dayton, I'll tell you about him in a second, has heard from the following schools. Grad transfer from Dayton: Kentucky, Baylor, Villanova, Creighton, Ohio State, USC, Wisconsin, and DePaul. So Kobe last year was a 50% three-point shooter on 201 attempts.
That's good.
That'd be third in the country. It is good. The year before that, he was a 37% three-point shooter, also good. And the year before that, he was a 42% three-point shooter, once again, also good.
What happened in that one season?
Well, the one where he shot only 37%?
Yeah.
I don't know. Tough to tell. If Creighton has a chance at that guy, throw the kitchen sink at him.
Definitely.
50% on 200 attempts?
That's enough of a sample
insane.
Size.
Insane. That is insane.
Should probably be talking about that more.
Yeah. Okay. Get that guy. Yeah. Do that immediately. All right. Poll questions at Happer Show on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. Would you rather be a bus driver or a librarian?
Most voted on poll question of the day.
My vote is easily a bus driver.
I think I'm there as well.
60% say librarian. Too scared of the road. Were the cabbies right?
Definitely.
The cabbies told us that the Ubers would take over and the cabbies would be rendered useless, and the cabbies were right. 76% agree that the cabbies were right. Which sounds like a more severe punishment, to be banned or to be banished?
Definitely banished.
I agree. 89% say banished. A few more. Does anyone need 40 cents? No.
No.
56% say no. Do you think you could fight an ostrich? No.
The audience has convinced me that no.
75% also say no. And finally, do news anchors like saying wet bun? Definitely not.
There's no way. No way.
60% say no. Those are the polls. Josh, what are we watching tonight?
Another night of exciting play-in tournament action in the National Basketball Association.
Hell yeah.
Eastern Conference's turn tonight on ESPN, 6 o'clock tip-off in Philly. Between the Heat and the Sixers, the winner is the 7 seed. The loser plays in the 8-9 game later this week. Hawks and Bulls follow that. The winner is in the 8-9 game. The loser is eliminated. NHL doubleheader on TNT, 6 o'clock start for the Maple Leafs and the Lightning, followed by the Blues and the Stars.
Look, it's Mock Pope.
Mock Pope is on the TV?
He's on the TV right behind you.
Is Mock Pope doing the car wash?
Mock Pope is on SportsCenter.
Okay. Major League Baseball going on right now. Braves Astros is on ESPN+. Padres Brewers is your MLB TV free game of the day. The Royals are on right now as well.
And later.
Yeah, they're playing two today. You can listen to both of those on 1180 today. Yankees, Blue Jays coming up here in a matter of minutes on MLB Network. And Guardians, Red Sox, your one evening game tonight. That starts at 6 on MLB Network. College baseball, Arkansas has been on a tear at home. They host Texas Tech today at 4 o'clock on SEC Network for some reason. Netflix has a season 6 premiere of The Circle. You get the first 4 episodes today. Influencers hope to schmooze their way to $100,000. But this season, there's a twist.
Oh, I bet.
An AI bot has entered the chat.
Of course.
And finally, on Hulu, the limited series premiere, Under the Bridge, based on the true story in Rebecca Godfrey's book. That's right. It's a book. The author and a police officer.
And a Red Hot Chili Peppers song.
That's right. Unearth hard truths while investigating a missing teenager.
Josh, thank you.
Thank you, Connor.
That's what we're watching tonight. That's the show. If you missed anything, you could find it all conveniently located on our website. Sign up for the email list while you're at it. 1620thezone.com. The crossover, it's next.